WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
Last night, there was conference wrestling duels held at Prairie du Chien, and two local teams that took part were Richland Center and River Valley. And as far as Richland Center goes, in the first matchup they had, it was against Belmont Platteville, and Belmont Platteville took that 55-team points to 24 for Richland Center. In the second one, Dodgeville had 57-team points, while Richland Center had 17. The third matchup featured Lancaster against Richland Center. Lancaster took that with 54-team points against Richland Center's 22. And in the final matchup, it was Prairie du Chien taking that one with 54-team points against Richland Center's 20-team points. And as far as River Valley goes last night, the first matchup, Belmont Platteville took on River Valley and took the first matchup 56-team points to 21. And in the second one, Dodgeville scored 52-team points and River Valley only had 29. And the third one, Lancaster had 42-team points while River Valley had 35. And the fourth matchup, it was Prairie du Chien with 54-team points beating River Valley, who only had 23-team points. And in last night, a few local scores in boys high school basketball. Richland Center beat Prairie du Chien 62-52. In double overtime, Ithaca beat DeSoto 52-49. River Valley beat Dodgeville 63-60. And Royal beat Riverdale 82-42. In girls high school basketball action last night, a few local scores. Ithaca lost to DeSoto by a score of 45-40, and it was Riverdale over Southwestern by a score of 60-55. Today in boys high school basketball, Darlington beat Delavan Darien by a score of 76-61, and it was Mount Horeb over Reedsburg 73-51. Bree McDaniel and Shana Sellers each had 21 points as 8th-ranked Maryland bounced back from its first loss with a dominant fourth quarter for an 83-68 victory over the Wisconsin women's basketball team today. Kayleen Smirkle added 18 points and Christina Dallas 15 for the Terps, who lost 79-74 at home to number 4 USC on Wednesday. Sarah Williams had 24 points and Lily Cron 16 for Wisconsin, which is 0-14 all-time against the Terps. In other Big Ten women's action today, number 25 Michigan beat Purdue by a score of 87-60. Last night in men's college basketball, Stephen Kroll scored 18 points and John Tonji added 16 for Wisconsin to help the Badgers beat Minnesota 80-59 for their fourth win in a row. Kamari McGee added 15 points, including three-pointers and three steals for Wisconsin. The Badgers have won 8 consecutive games against Minnesota and 17 of the last 19. And another men's basketball action that was held today, it was USC upsetting number 13th ranked Illinois by a score of 82-72 in the Big Ten. The Philadelphia Eagles are 4.5-point favorites to beat the Packers tomorrow in the NFL wild card playoff game. Both teams are expected to have their starting quarterbacks available. Both Jalen Hurts and Jordan Love participated in team practices on Thursday. Hurts has been out since suffering a concussion in a December 22nd game against the Washington Commanders. Love hurt his elbow in the last game against the Chicago Bears, but was able to make all the throws in the Packers practice on Thursday. Kickoff for tomorrow's game will be at 3:30, and you will be able to hear the broadcast of that game right here on WRCO 100.9, with the pregame starting at 1 o'clock. Last night in the NBA, well, actually, let me go back to the NFL. We do have a couple games going on, wild card playoff games. I do want to pass those scores along. First of all, at halftime, it is the Texans leading the Chargers 10-6. And actually, I don't have a score on the other one because that game doesn't start till 7 tonight, and it will be the Ravens hosting the Steelers. Now, getting back to the NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo had 41 points and 14 rebounds, and the Milwaukee Bucks beat Orlando 109-106 last night in spite of 34 points by the Magic's Paolo Banchero in his long-awaited return from an injury. Damian Lillard added 29 points for the Bucks, including a couple of free throws with 9.3 seconds left for the game's final points. Playing for the first time since tearing his right oblique on October 30th, Banchero also had 7 rebounds and 3 assists in 27 minutes. The game between the Houston Rockets and the Atlanta Hawks scheduled for today has been postponed because of a winter storm. The NBA said the decision was made to prioritize the safety of the players, fans, and staff due to the severe weather and hazardous icy conditions in the Atlanta area. The league said a date for their rescheduled game will be announced at a later time. A winter storm dumped snow and ice on the Atlanta area yesterday, and roads are expected to refreeze tonight. Two upset losses stood out among the rest in college football this season. Notre Dame suffered one of them, Ohio State the other. In years past, that might have been enough to knock both teams out of the hunt for a national title. This year, with the debut of the 12th team playoff, these two teams will play for it. The Buckeyes defeated defeated Texas 28-14 last night to set up a January 20th meeting against the Fighting Irish. Ohio State hasn't lost since it fell 13-10 to Michigan in November. Notre Dame hasn't lost since it fell 16-14 to Northern Illinois way back in September. And the Chicago Cubs and Colin Ray have agreed to a $5 million one-year contract, reuniting the right-hander with the manager, Craig Counsell. A person with direct knowledge of the negotiations confirmed the agreement to the AP on conditions of anonymity because the team hadn't announced the deal. The 34-year-old Ray made one appearance with Milwaukee in 2021, and then pitched in Japan during the 2022 season before returning to the Brewers. He went 12-6 with a 4.29 ERA over 27 starts and 5 relief appearances for the NL Central champions last year. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals, Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.